The Lasha Kolum, the Dayan. We're talking about going to New Year's parties or any holiday parties that are initiated in this time or any other time. But now it's very common. What's the problem with it? Is there a problem? Is it permitted? Let's first see what's the problem with Christianity. We all know that the Rambam says that it's avodah zara. It's avodah zara. That's a given. It's a Rambam, and almost across the board, that's how the Poskim say. Some want to say that the Meiri disagrees, but across the board, Christianity is avodah zara. But it's much more than avodah zara, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel says he lists a bunch of isurim. One of them is to be a min, a minim, a pikosim, a koifim b'toira, a koifim b'tchias ameisim, a koifim b'vias agoel. We'll concentrate mainly on a minim, a pikosim, and a koifim. What's the difference between them? The Rambam gives us a very interesting categories. Min, the Rambam calls somebody who has a problem with the God. And a pikoiris and koifer is somebody that has a problem with the message of God, which means the Torah. The message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to human beings. Let's see how the Rambam speaks it out. Chamisha nikraim minim. So again, it's a problem with the God. Ha'oimer she'en sham eloka. En la'oilam manig. There's no leader to the world. Ha'oimer she'en sham manig avel em shnaim o yoiser. So you right away you see shnaim o yoiser. That's Christianity that believes in Trinity, in three Godheads. Ha'oimer she'en sham ribon echad. Ela shu guf u'bal t'muna. He has a feature, he has a goof, he's physical, another issue with Christianity. He wasn't from the very beginning. You can argue that that's what Jesus was. Can you say the word Jesus? The Gra says that you could. That's why we use the word Oysa Ish. But can you use the name and say it? The Vilna Gaon, the Gra says it is permitted because he wasn't always a god. He was just a person called Yeshua, and later on they made him into a god. That's not Bechlal Isu. That's why the Gra says that many times you find in the Gemara that the Gemara uses the words Yeshu v'Talmidav. It's very common. How is this permitted? Lo yishama al picha. You're not allowed to say a name of Elohim Acherim al picha. Elohim Acherim al picha. You're not allowed to say the name of gods. Rather, that's only if it was initially, from the very beginning, they made him into a god, but not if afterwards they did. Okay, so we see that the Rambam categorizes Christianity that has a problem with the god as minim. What's nafka mina for us? Many nafka minas, but for instance, one of them would be that the Gemara says that minus mashcha. When you listen to a priest, you listen to a Christian, and he starts speaking about his religion, it's mashcha. It has a power. The tumah in it can grab you. It's mashcha. It's like it has that force. Secondly, there's something that's called a pikosim. Now that's about the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That we know from Gemara many places. Like for instance, the Gemara says, my apikoris, very famous Gemara. The apikoris is that person that says Maya Hanulan Hane Rabbanan Ledidu, everything that they do, it's for them. What do they benefit us? They don't benefit us, which means they don't realize that the Talmid Chacham that learns the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that learns the Torah, actually benefits the world, actually benefits me. I have a personal benefit from what Talmid Chacham that learns. So over here, he goes with a pikosim, and he explains afterwards the meaning, and he says, Shlosha hem ha-koifrim ba-Torah, omir she'en ha-Torah mi'im ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi'im ha-Shem, afilu pasuk echad, afilu teva achas. I'm skipping. Then he says, ha-koifer be-perusha, v'i Torah she-be-al-peh, v'ha-oimer sha-boire echlif mitzvah zu be-mitzvah acheres, v'kvar bat la-Torah zu, af al-pi she-ha-hai-so mi'im ha-Shem. Yes! God have given the Jews the Bible, but afterwards he changed and he brought down a New Testament, something new, and that Old Testament was cancelled, and that's all. It was changed. It's Bris Chadasha. That's what it says over here. And he specifically points out, again, I'm reading again. Ha'emer shabayir echlif mitzvah zu b'mitzvah achers v'bat la'toyra zu afal pi she'ayta mi'im Hashem. Kegon, who's an example to that? Ha'noitzrim ve'ha'gorim. Kol echad mishol she'elu koifer b'toyra. Now, noitzrim means Christians. What does it mean, ha'gorim? I don't know, but I was thinking ha'gorim is miloshon ha'gar, which is the Ishmaelim, which say exactly the same thing, that God gave the Torah to the Jews. They are the nation of the book. That's how they call us. But afterwards, Muhammad came and he took over and he brought down the Quran. So they believe that what it says in the Torah is true. Just they have a lot of different versions than what we have. They changed many, many things over there, but it could be that that's ha-hagarim, milashon hagar. Okay? Then he goes to other things. Again, he speaks out problems with Yoshke. He clearly says that, but since it's specifically on Yoshke and not on the Christians, so I'm skipping, but anybody could see, like, for instance, when he speaks about Machtiyeh Arabim, he says over here, who's an example to that? Hoshet a-cherim ve-edicham ke-yeshua. Again, he says the name of Yoshke, Ke-Yeshua, which means he points it out. Again, he goes through this as well. So we have in Christianity Avodah Zarah, Minus, Apikoresis and Kfira, and Machtiyeh Arabim, possibly, and also what we call Shituf. What's Shituf? Shituf means that they have more than one God, and therefore the Metzaref, they add to that addition also something that is physical, and there's a big discussion about that as well. The discussion is a non-discussion. The Rama brings this down in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. It's a Toisus in Bechoras Daf, right away in beginning of the Masechta, the very first page. Toisus says that the Bnei Noach and Metzuvim al Hashituf. They're not commended on such a thing. Now, what does it mean? So the Rama in Kuf Nun Vav, in Or HaChaim, when he speaks, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to make shutfus with a goy. So the Rama says, but there's no problem because they're not mitzuveh. But what's the issue of doing shituf with a goy? Says the Shulchan Aruch, because maybe you'll be mechuyev shvua, you'll have a dispute, you go in front of a court, and they make him swear. And once they make him swear, he's going to swear on his avodah zarah. The problem with that is lo yishama bipicha. You're not allowed to cause others to say a name of avodah zarah. That's what's going to happen. The Rama says no, they're not mitzufei al shituf. So the Noida Biyuda, famous things. The Noida Biyuda, mamash goes to town, screams on the Rama. It's a mistake. It's not true. It's not written anywhere. All it means is that they're not mitzufei. They're allowed to say a shvua when the mitzaref two gods, but not that they're allowed to believe such a thing. To believe such a thing, that they're not allowed. Okay, so a big discussion on that. I don't want to take the short time. Let's get, once we know the problems with Christianity, by the way, Rav Steinbuch writes that this is the Avodah Zarah from the Gra. That's the worst Avodah Zarah of all. The bituim that he has over there, the Loshoinus, Mamash, like this is the worst of the worst. But the Rav Steinbuch brings this down, the Tshuva Svan August. You can see over there, he has a Tshuva speaking about whether you're allowed to teach Goyim Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, right? It's very common by Chabad. They have card and they teach Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which the Goyim should know, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Steinbuch disagrees with that. He says it's also because of Chanupa. There's a big discussion. It's going to take our time. It's not for now. Going to parties on New Year's. You're invited. You work with a company, and the company throws a party, and you need to go. The only Jew, the only one that's not going to come is that Jew. And we already have enough PR in America today, and we don't need to add salt to the wound. So you want to go, and not only that, you make business with them, you work with them, you see them every day, you drink the coffee together, and now they're doing a New Year's party, or whatever it is, party. Are you allowed to go? Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz, oivdei avodas kochavim betahara hen. Israel in Chutz La'aretz, in Aventura or Miami or any other place in Chutz La'aretz, they worship idols, betaira. What does it mean, betaira? What does it mean, betaira? If you worship idols, what does that mean? You go to the mikveh because before you go, you worship idols. What does that mean? Rashi says that belo kavana ve'en samim alev. They worship idols without knowing. They're not feeling. They're not. They don't see. They don't know that they worship idols. How do they worship idols? Says the Gemara, Ketzad. Oyved kochavim shasam ishtel libno. He throws a party. He has a wedding. He makes a wedding for his son. Vizimen kol ha'yudim shebiro. Afal pi she'ochlim mishalayim. They eat their own food. Even the Jew comes to the party, eats his own food. Shchita, the best shchita, and v'shotim mishalayim, they bring their own drinks. V'shamash shalayim omed lifneihem. Mamash like in Sudas HaChashverosh. Everything was kosher, lemehadrin, yeah, they had their own shamash, they had everything. What was the problem? Says the Gemara, that's why they avoidas kochavim betarom. Male alehem akosuf kiilu achlu mizivche meisim. Zivche meisim means zvachim to avoid a zara. Sheneemar, v'kara lecha v'achalta mizivcho. So this is the oraisa. This issue is the oraisa according to almost all Rishonim, talking about Rashi, Ramban, Ritva, Rashba, all under the oraisa. The Ritva speaks it out. Others speak it out without saying it's the oraisa, but when you read it, it's pretty clear. The Ritva says clearly, it's Isur the oraisa. Isur the oraisa to go to that wedding. Now, is it only wedding? The Poskim say not necessarily. Nachal Eshkol brings down, that's a Perush on Sefer Eshkol, he brings down that it's not Lav Dafka, just since over here it says V'kara lecha. That is normally, what does it mean, karalecha? Karalecha means he sent you an invitation, he called you up, he said, I'm doing, that's the times that you need an invitation. Other times, it's not shaykh an invitation, but a party, and it's also regardless, however you do it, whenever you do it. What's the issue with that? By the way, this is nifsuk in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Bes in Yoredeh. It's nifsuk that one is not allowed to go to such a party. Now, before we go into the problems with that and the back and forth, if anybody ever learned that, it's very, very gishmak. There's a drisha over here that was mesupuk, whether you're allowed to be mati or going to such a party because of Eva. Just darkei shalom. You work with the person, you see them all the time, or it's your neighbor, or it's somebody that's in the street and invited. You're not gonna come. Doesn't look good. So for Eva, are you allowed to be mati things for Eva? We found in Shulchan Aruch that the Rama says as many things you could be mati. The beginning of Avodah Zarah starts off that although you're not allowed to work with Oiv de Kochavim, Masu Masun with Oiv de Kochavim, Shlosha Yomim Lifnei Idem, 3 days before the holiday, you're not allowed to make business with them. But Taisa says that today we mati such a thing, either because Eva, because today they're not moided for their Avodah Zarah. What's the issue of Masa Umatan? Rashi says that on Yom Eido, on Xmas, they will go and you be moided is Avodah Zarah. And again, it says, you're not allowed to cause others to be moided, to thank their Avodah Zarah. So it says that Taisa, in that very beginning page, the very first page in Avodah Zarah, that it doesn't, this Isurim don't apply today, because of the reasoning we just explained, either because Darkei Shalom or that they don't actually do that. They're not really Oiv de Avodah Zarah today. It's more that they practice the holiday without actually being Oiv de Avodah Zarah. So the Drisha says maybe over here we should be matir as well for the same reason, Eva. So you go to the party and you sit down and you eat your own sandwich that you brought from home. Or you drink Coke. Well, what's the problem? What's the issue? You drink wine that it says over there, kosher lemehadrin, and he brought it special for you. You're allowed to drink wine in a goyish place. By the way, that's also an issue. Yeah? There's an issue to drink wine or any other liquor in a goyish place. You're not allowed to go to a bar. Let's say you're in an airport and there's a bar over there. You want to sit down and you want to drink liquor that it says over there, kosher 100% with the best sharing, you're not allowed to sit in there. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Daled. You know what there? It's also to do so. Beer, it's machloikis sfaradim in Ashkenazim. Beer, the Rama is matir, because it's beer used to be very something very common, it's cheap. It's like drinking coffee, tea. But Chochmas Adam says that even Ashkenazim should be machmir, it's not lechatchila, maybe when you start. By the way, it's only also if you kovea to drink there. But if you just take it and you just sip it and run out, that's not also. It's mamash, you need to sit bekvius and drink it there. But otherwise, if you take the drink and outside the place, it's permitted to drink it outside. But when you go to such a party, you have another issue of what? Of drinking also the liquor. But what about going into such a place? The Drisha says, maybe we should allow it because of Dalkei Shalom. Says the Taz, and this is very Gishmak, this Taz. He says like this, but Drisha on this topic, it's very famous things, very, but it's Gishmak and nice to read Davar Be'itoy. Bedrishon is tapek yesh bekan heter mishum eva. Just so you find other places that it says yismachimayim mitreshu kemach niflaim, which you see a goy in their holiday. So show him a happy face. That's the Rama says. Don't like ignore him, make him feel bad. It's somebody that you know. It's somebody that lives around your neighborhood. Says the Taz miani al gavra rabba dekvased is tapek baze. How is it possible to have such a suffix? It doesn't even start. שהרי זה מפורש בפסוק שלמדו מקרא. It says in the pasuk, what? It says, פנטיחרות בריס ליושב הארץ. You might want to be friendly with יושב הארץ, with the goy. וזנו אחרי אלוהיהם, אלוהיהם. They'll go and worship their gods. ולקחת מבני סוב לבניך. Which means like this. And the second thing also, וקרא לך ואכלת מזיפרו. Two things here. The Ramban says that doing a bris with a goy could cause two things. We bring you to achalta mizifchoy. You'll eat his avodah zara zevach, the korban he brought to the avodah zara. Secondly, lakachta mibnoisov. So says the Taz over here. What is the Torah saying? Hare she'atorah tzivta she'yeh lanu eiva imoim. The Torah wants us to have eiva. Such a stark lashon. Wants us to have eiva with him. Mishum achakas bnoisem ve'ech natir mishum eiva. The whole issue is to have Eva. The whole cause, the whole time of this mitzvah, of this issue, is to have Eva. That is the reason. Now you want to be Mati, Bishum Eva, doesn't... The Taz is like, it's a very Gishmak Taz. When I read this the first time, I grew in Israel, and I'm a little bit older than most of you over here, and I remember when I grew up, the one thing that Israelis dreamt, this was like a dream that there were songs about it and initiatives in schools and all over, is to have peace with their Arab neighbors. They would sing about it and they would have bring them for Shabbos and go to their villages. It wasn't as dangerous as it is now at all. You would go to their villages and you get to know them and you become friendly, and that's the way it was over there. The Torah says, this is exactly what you're not allowed to do. Shalom doesn't mean shalom the way we understand it, with becoming friendly with them. Shalom, the most that shalom is such a musig between yidden, not between yidden and goyim. But if there is such a thing that the Torah says v'karata leshalom, it just means that you'll have a peace treaty, like you treat each other without a war, but not that you'll become friendly. But whatever it is that says the Taz over here, it's a mamash asur. But in the very short time that we have, there's a lot what to say over here, a lot what to say over here. But since we have a short time, I want to tell you more than that. Even let's say you want to make your own New Year's party. You know what? There's no goyim. But we all off work. There's no work. And let's just get together, all the colleagues at work, all the co-workers, everybody together, all yidden. They work in the industry. Everybody will come and we throw a party. What's wrong with that? Is that also? So yes, the answer is it is also. What? Who brings down such an issue? Very famous, the Igos Moshe. He speaks about, you probably all know, he speaks about Thanksgiving. In the tshuvas that he has, three tshuvas on Thanksgiving, he says like this: if you celebrating Thanksgiving because it's a holiday, it's also, it's called B'chukesem lo telechu, you're not allowed, because it has a sense of it comes from Avodah Zarah sources. So therefore, right, the Ma'arik says that anything that comes from Avodah Zarah sources, it's also bishum b'chukesem lo telechu. So the Igros Meisha says that if you're celebrating the day because it's New Year's, because it's Thanksgiving, you celebrating, let's have a New Year's celebration. That's the what the poster would say. So that's asur mamish. Bishum b'chukesem lo telechu isur d'raisa. If you're not doing that because of that, rather, you know what, it's a day off. Let's have a party. Throw a party. Nothing to do with New Year's. We don't have that. We don't believe in that. We reject that. But it's a day off. Why not? Get together, drink some beers, make barbecue, bring the wife, the kids, we'll have balloons, we'll have a great time. Says Amayshe, it's also Mishumari sign. So however you're going to twist it, Miman of Shach, it would be Mamash also. Not only that, fireworks could be that would make it a little bit better because I'm kidding. Let me tell you what what the Chochmas Sadum writes. So when you go to so we said there's a problem over here going to a goy's party. Why? It's Koive Davido Zar Betaira, Isur D'Oraisa. It's also because even if you would do it yourself, it's Bechukasem Lo Telechu, Marisain. It's also to drink over there, even kosher drinks, because Chachamim Asad liquor in a goyish place. But also Chochmas Adam says like this in Lichos Avodei Zar. Can you go now to the mall and this beautiful like tree decorated and all kind of beautiful things, Santa Claus, whatever it is, and you want to take your family, let's go see. It's something to see, it's once a year. Or you live in Eretz Yisrael and you happen to, you know, you go. It's something for you, once in a lifetime, you go to see such beautiful things. Says the Chochmas Adam, Pshita Shasur Letael Sham Veliros Bisim Chasam. Tzrich Kol Echad Lizoher Miliros Beknigaot. You're not allowed to go to see their parties, their simchasom, their decorations. You're not allowed to rejoice the way they do. You see them happy, you see them partying, you see them singing. So that's another problem that you have in such a thing. Also, I don't need to tell you that if you go to a goyish party, just like by Achashverosh party, when they drink a little bit and they're happy a little bit, what they talk about. They're not talking about anything that's kosher. Nothing that's kosher. They're not even talking about politics. Even politics today is already filth also. There's nothing to talk about, only about Jews. But that's another issue. Secondly, if there's women over there, it's a party. There's going to be priests over there. So that's another problem that you have over there. You have a bunch of things that come up. Now, I want to read you the lashon of the Rishonim of the Isur to go to such a place. So I told you it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that you're not allowed to go to such a party. And the pasuk is, as we said, v'kara lecha v'achalta mizivchoi. Rashi says in Chumash on that pasuk, "Kesavura tashen onesh v'achilaso." You think there's no onus, there's no punishment. Again, we're talking about eating kosher food. You bring in your own food. You think there's no issue of eating your own food at such a place. By the way, there's also Marisain that Moshe brings down that whenever you go to a restaurant, a goyish restaurant, let's say you have a business meeting and they make it in a diner, in a kosher restaurant, in a non-kosher restaurant, you're not going to eat over there. You bring your own food. They allowed you or whatever. You just eat fruits or whatever it is. Says a Moshe, it's Marisain. Well, Rav Asher Weiss argues. He says today it's already very common. It's not Marisain. But Rashi says over here, Kesavurata en onesh b'achilasoi, ani ma'ale alecha kemoide b'avodasoi. When you go and eat in such a place, it's moide bavodasoi. Shemitoch kach ataba velokach mibnoi sav levanecha adash. It doesn't say pen. It's not gzeira. It's not gzeira satoira. Ramban learns that it's gzeira satoira. We found gzeiras in Torah. Like for instance, well, the Ran says that you're not allowed to to eat chalzonim because you might drink the wine. You know, the Rambam says you're not allowed to come close to an elva because you might have a lot tikrav legalos elva. It's a gzera that you might come to do a vera. There's things like that in the Torah. There are gzeras in the Torah. But, and this is how the Ramban learns over here, as I told you before, you koiris bris, pen, two things the Ramban says. There might be that will lead you to marry his daughter or eat from his korban. Rashi says no. Rashi says clearly, mitoch kach, there's a punishment because of that, you automatically would go and marry his wife. By the way, I forgot to mention, we said over here that the drisha was mesupek, whether it could be mati mishum eva. The Ritva clearly says, that's where all the poskim bring down, that they reject this taz, this drisha, not only because of the taz, because there's a feirush Ritva that says, afilu bazman hazeh asur velo chayshinan le'eva. Says the Ritva that eva is not a reason to be matir, kevan sheisur adoraisa hu ki'ilu ochel mitikroi v'savoy dazar. The Ritva says a few things. First of all, it's adoraisa. Secondly, it can be matir mishum eva, like the suffix of the drisha. And thirdly, it doesn't even go to the lomdis of the taz. It just says it's the raisa. You can't be matir mishumeva. And thirdly, it's considered like oichel tikroi v'savoy dazar. So we have various reasons over here. I need another 45 minutes. Okay, thank you very much.
Is this all this?